Koros, as to what the Makor Avos commits upon them in the mitzvahs. One was from Shitcha B'Tzach Lecha V'Derech, and the other was from the Korban Pesach, Legavi, those who were Tumas Meis. And to introduce that, we had three Shitas in the Tanoim. One Shita said, who are the people that are Tumi Nefesh, Tumi Meis, that couldn't do Pesach Rishon, had to do Pesach Sheni. So we had three Shitas. Number one was Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, who said that those were the pallbearers of the coffin of Yosef at Tzaddik. Second Shita is Rabbi Akiva, who said it was Meshal Val Tzofan, that what? Who were cousins of Aaron, because Aaron was born from the family of Gershom, and who was born from the family, Meshal Val Tzofan, were born from the family of Kahas, so they were cousins. So Meshal Val Tzofan were Tom and Mace, because they were what? They were Osek in the bodies of none of you who perished, Rachman al Tzlan. And then the third sheet is Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, you know what, I think you're both wrong. Because, in my opinion, even if they were pallbearers of Yosef, they had been resting there for over 10 months, and you become Tameh, so why don't you become Torah earlier? Okay? Second sheet was who? The second sheet was the Shol Val Tzofan. And that happened, the death, the tragedy of Nadav and Abihu happened when? On Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So they definitely had 2 weeks to get ready. Yes? Yeah. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, I think you're both wrong, and I think we're talking about people that had loved ones that died, one of the seven relatives. We said that Meis Mitzvah was Lav Dafka, meant one of the relatives. And their Shvi was Chal on Erev Pesach. They were not going to be Tahora for the time of the Shechita. They would have been Tahora for the night time to eat it, but that's not enough. And what gives you the ability to bury your loved one, which is a mitzvah? Get everything down that we say. What's the makor of kvuras ameis? Sanhedrin mem vav mem beis tachportik berenu. It's a mitzvah sese to bury one's mace. Whenever you're at a levaya, you should always shovel. The Rav Zatzal always said that. It's a mitzvah that writes a very serious mitzvah. What gives you the right to engage in that mitzvah, which precludes you from Pesach? Our topic of osik mitzvah patim ne mitzvah. Okay. So the first nekud I want to begin with is the following. Let's get it down. The Gemara does not say what Rabbi Yossi HaGalili and Rabbi Akiva would answer back to Rabbi Yitzchak, did it? Did it say? Did not say. So it comes along to Pnei Yoshua and fills in the blank. Pnei Yoshua says a very beautiful pshat. You know what he suggests? He suggests that on the second day of Nisan is when the Parsha of Parah Aduma was taught. That's usually our Masorah. In fact, Rashi quoted that. Lamaisa. When Rashi went through the whole thing yesterday, I think Rashi mentioned it, didn't he?
I think Shechal, it's either in...
Yeah, Rashi basically, the general accepted marker... What'd you say?
I think it's in the Rashi,
Nosei Aron Shel
Yosef.
Rashi, Nosei Aron Shel Yosef, where? On the... On Amud Beis, where? Rashi says it, right? Where does it say about the teaching? Yeah, it says Sheni Lo. Excellent. It says it right there. Sheni Lo. Rashi quotes a second, and this is when we learn the dinim of paraduma. That you need to burn a paraduma, mix it with the spring water, make ashes with water, and sprinkle on the guy day 3 and 7. Then he goes to mikvah, and the 8th day he's fine. Right? That's normally what we assume. So this says the Pnei Yoshua, I want you to get this. The Pnei Yoshua says, you know what? The din of paraduma was what? The din of paraduma was not on the second day. Their Masorah historically was different, that it was later. It was at a later time. And therefore, they cannot become Tahora before Akrovas Korban Pesach. Don't give me the business they were telling me all these months and they could have been prepared themselves earlier. They held it wasn't true. They held that the Paradum was not burnt on the second of Nisan. It was actually what? It was actually a little bit later. And therefore, it was like, I don't know, the 8th day? So they would have been able to do, they wouldn't have been able to do whatever it was. They wouldn't have been able to prepare themselves for the Korban Pesach. So Mela, that's what they would respond back to Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak was assuming that on the second day the it was burnt and the dinim of Parah Aduma were learned and they actually burnt a red heifer to prepare for Tumah. So therefore he yells at them and he says, well, why didn't they prepare themselves to come to Torah? Well, their response back is that that's not what happened historically. It was not burnt on the second day. So that's the first nekuda I want to begin with the Pnei Yoshua. It's very interesting, okay? Let's take a little bit step further now, Yehuda, okay? Now, with that in mind, so you have this response, this dialogue. But as we said, Allah Lomais, it comes out that the din of Osik Mitzvah Patim Mitzvah is not just learned from Reb Yitzchak, but it could be learned from Nahu, Who could it be learned from, Donnie? Let's get this. Focus. Who could it be learned now? From a Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Akiva just as well. Could be learned from them just as well. Because why? They also did things. I mean, it's not really learned from them because they were what? They were Tomei many months earlier, but they had no means in order to become Tar. So Lamaisa, you could have said, why did you do what you did? You're going to preclude the Korban Pesach. Even though I'm saying it fits much better with the third sheet of Rabbi Yitzchok, because it was right then and there. But the truth of the matter is, maybe you could say, why were you able to be pallbearers of Yosef HaTzadik? Maybe you knew in the future we'd have a Korban Pesach. Why'd you do it? Osek mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. Same thing when it comes to Mishal Valtzofen. Why'd you guys carry out Nodav and Aviyu? You knew in 2 weeks there'd be a Korban Pesach. So what I'm saying to you is that the truth of the matter is, once you say like this, Osek mitzvah, put them in, can be seen from all three shittas. Okay? But what I want you to get is the Pnei Yoshua's response that Rabbi Akiva of Yosef Lili would say back to Rabbi Yitzchok. Based on this, we'll get to the Kashi. We got a lot to see. Okay? Let's get to the Tois inside first. The top Tois is Mishal Veltzof and Hayim. Okay? Let's see inside. Okay? Let's see inside. Donnie, read the Tois. Mishal Veltzof and go ahead.
Mishal Veltzof and Hayim. Vim Tomor Laman Domer Perigal Misos Distrifa Mamish Habe.
With their body was completely burnt, God forbid. Go ahead. Chay nami. Akra on the pasuk.
Akra de vas.
Vatochal eish.
Vatochal eish osam.
They were totally consumed by fire because they were offered an ezara. Go ahead. Why you tome? We know there's a din that if someone gets totally burnt up, the mace is not matame. So what's Toys's teretz? Viyesh lomar.
The
shema.
The Shema Shalodon Haisa Kayemes Ilu Nisrifu Agave Kabbalah.
Kidamar.
Kidamar Parakama Pelas. Mish Shinisari Vishalodo Kayemes Tomet.
Excellent. So the answer is the following, says Tosis. Their skeleton was intact. Only their flesh was burnt up. Like we find in the Gemara says in Nida, this din, that if someone's corpse is burnt but the skeleton remains intact, it's Mitame. And the Gemara gives three scenarios in which the skeleton remains intact. I want you to know all three. Abai says you burnt the body on a katvala. A katvala is a hard piece of leather. The leather doesn't burn. So it burns the flesh of the body, but it allows the bones to remain intact. A Rava says you put the corpse on marble. Marble doesn't burn either. So the flesh is what? The flesh is burnt up, and the marble squashes the fire, the flames, and therefore the bones remain intact. And the third shot was, from Ravina, that the flesh was singed. So therefore, all three of those cases, and the Gedolei Achronim point out, this doesn't just mean Abaye over there. He means all three of those shittas. The Gemara Nida is Masbir, that all three of those shittas give scenarios how the skeleton remains intact. But if the skeleton does remain intact, in fact, there is tumas mace. And that's exactly what's happening here in this case. So therefore, when they touched none of it of you, they definitely were tummy. Aye, because their flesh was burnt up. Either that it was burnt up on a scenario of what? Hashem made an ace. He burnt them up, only their flesh and not what? And not their skeleton. The skeleton remained intact. We learned last semester that if your skeleton remains intact, it also creates a tumas mace, correct? Remember we learned that? Remember we said also a bone? Remember we said a small bone is also metame kisaora? Matthew, remember etzem is metame kisaora we learned? A small bone is metame like a barley seed, like a saora. So what's the difference? If a skeleton can metame, what's the chiddush of etzem kisaora? I want you to get that down. Etzem kisaora is metame b'mago mamasa. It's metame if you touch it or you carry it, but it's not metame b'ohel. If you're in the same room as a barley seed of a bone, you're not tummy unless you touch it or carry it. But if you're in the same room as a full-scale skeleton that's extant and intact, so the din is what? The din is that it's tummy, mago, masa, and what? And ohel. Please get that down. We actually left that as a kasha last semester. I want you to get that answer. Okay? So this is the chiddush that Tosfos brings, that Tosfos quotes. So therefore, there is no problem, in fact, of why they became tummy, because the bones remained intact. Okay, that's a segue now into the next Tosis, okay? What do the next Tosis say? Let's see inside. Go ahead, Donnie. Chizchal Shvi Shalem Berif Pesach. Go ahead. What's Shelhi? What does Shelhi mean? End. The end.
At the end of
HaNizakin. Nizakin is the fifth parak in Gittin, Daf Samach, Visham. Go ahead. There are eight topics, eight parshas that were said over at the time the Mishkan was put up. Go ahead. What does the Kachashiv mean?
Listed.
And it listed. Excellent, Matthew. It listed one of the eight as Parshas Tmeim. That's the title. But the Gemara doesn't say what Parshas Tmeim is. Comes along Rashi. Go ahead. Rashi in Gittin. There. Perisham Bekutches. Go ahead. Who? What is that? What is that Parsha? The Parsha of Pesach Sheni, of Tumas Beis, that we were learning. Parshas Baaloscha. So that parsha was said when? On Rosh Chodesh?
Nisan.
Is that correct? What was that parsha talking about? That people came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, we are upset. We're Tamei Mitzvah. We can't do Pesach Rishon. What should we do? Hashem spoke with Moshe. He said, give him a second chance. Pesach Sheni. Yes? So you tell me that whole dialogue and parsha was said on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? What's the third sheet of Reb Yitzchok? That Ter Shvi happened on when? On Erev Pesach. That means the eighth day. 8 plus 7 is what? 15. Right?
I think so.
Yes, so how could it be? V'lo yitachin, go ahead. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. V'lo yitachin, because why? It says the whole story was in Erev Pesach. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu, what do? And the Mishkan was put up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the whole story is on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or the whole story started on Erev Pesach? Rashi's a Pella. Rashi does not fit with Reb Yitzchak at all. Rashi in Gittin defines Parshas Tmeim as being our topic, Pesach Sheni, the story of Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. If that's the case, it's got to be back a few days Rosh Chodesh Nisan, not Erev Pesach. Go ahead, Vafilu.
Vafilu, Rabbi Kiva, lo yitagim lefiyas farim, degarsinam v'psachim v'perika isha.
Now, what does he mean, a filu Rabbi Kiva? You could say, even according to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says that they became tummy because why? Because Mishal Valtzavim, right? That happened when? That happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan when they died, God forbid, right? So they were also Tomei. They were also Tomei. So even according to Rabbi Kiva, you have a problem. Because why? Because you could say that what? What could you say? What does Rav say according to Rabbi Kiva? Who were the ones who asked him the question? Well, what should we do? It was Mishal Valtzavim. When was that? That was Erev Pesach. That was Erev Pesach. And as Rav says that Rabbi Kiva holds, that Mishav al Tzavan, their Shvi Shem was an Erev Pesach. So if their Shvi was an Erev Pesach, that means it couldn't happen on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Why does Tosis mean when he says, I feel a Rabbi Kiva? Why would you thought it would have been good according to Rabbi Kiva? Did anyone think that when you did the Tosis Shir? What do you mean, I feel a Rabbi Kiva? What do you mean, even Rabbi Kiva? Avram, what did you think when you did the Tosis? What do you mean, even Rabbi Kiva? Why would it have been good according to Rabbi Kiva? Because what did Rabbi Kiva say? Rabbi Kiva said,
but
Rabbi Kiva said, they were the ones who what took Nadav and Avihu out. But how do you know they were the ones who asked the Shiloh? How do you know they were the ones who asked the Shiloh? They carried it out of Rosh Chodesh. But how do you know that they started doing it when? Do you understand what I'm saying? You could have theoretically said they were the ones that carried out what? Nadav Avihu. But they weren't the ones who asked the Shiloh.
Maybe
they were ready before. Do you understand what I'm saying? Maybe they were ready before. Maybe they got ready at the second day when the Paraduma was taught. Even though the Pnei Yeshua, we said at the beginning of Shir, was a little bit later, right? According to the Pnei Yeshua, the whole din of Paraduma was a little bit later. That's why I think you could put the Pnei Yeshua in with our Tisus. According to Rabbi Kiva, I want you to get that down. The Paraduma was only burnt a few days later. It wasn't burnt on the second day. According to Rabbi Kiva, Lishutoso. So it comes out, it was burnt a few days later. So it comes out, even according to Rabbi Kiva. You want to tell me, Rabbi Kiva says he's the one who took them out of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Yes? But maybe they weren't the ones who asked. Maybe they weren't the ones, maybe they got ready earlier.
But the Pasuk of Mishahayu, Ayanashim.
Who were the guys?
Yeah.
Who were the guys? Ayanashim, Yutumayim, Lenefeshadam. How do you know they were the same guys of Laman Ligara? How do you know it was the same guys? Maybe it wasn't the same guys. I'm just saying. It doesn't say Beferish that it has to be the same guys, no. It doesn't have to be, but what I'm saying to you is that Tosis is saying it is.
No, but
according to Rav and Tzachin, what is Rav? Read it again. Vafilu, go ahead, Danny. Vafilu Rebbe Kiva.
Vafilu Rebbe Kiva, lo yitakim lefiyas farim, degarsinam v'psachim v'perik ha'isha. Rav Sobar, La Karebi Akiva, to Amar Mishav al Tzvan Hayub, Shechal Shvi Shalahem, Lios, Parav Pesach.
What does that mean, Matthew? It means that a Rav holds like Rebbe Akiva, that Mishav al Tzvan were the ones who what? Who asked the Shaila, and their Shvi was on Erev Pesach. So now you're not just against Rebbe Yitzchak, you're against Rebbe Akiva. But I'm just saying, why did Tais say Vafil Rebbe Akiva? Do you understand what I'm saying? Why did he say even according to Rebbe Akiva?
Like,
what do you mean it's obvious? Not obvious. I feel Rebbe Akiva means even Rebbe Akiva. I would have thought that Rebbe Akiva is maybe not a problem. I'm trying to be Masber. Why would Rebbe Akiva not be a problem? So I'm saying maybe Rebbe Akiva would not be a problem because why? Maybe they became Tomei and they got ready earlier. Maybe they thought they got ready earlier.
Why would he say it's Mishael Tzafon?
So that's what I'm saying. According to Rav, it's forced to be Erev Pesach. But if you didn't hold like Rav, then maybe you could have said exactly what I just said, that they got ready a little bit earlier. And then it wouldn't be a problem. They would just, Rashi would just be against Rabbi Yitzchak. But now you say that Rav holds like Rabbi Kiva, and Rav says, Mishael Tzafon asked the Shiloh, then not only are you against Rabbi Yitzchak, you're against Rabbi Kiva too as well. Okay? And the stomach you're against Rabbi Yosef HaGlili as well, the guys who carried the Yosef HaTzadik, Mistom also what? Waited till Shvi Yishlan. And based on what we said from the Pnei Yoshua, Rabbi Yosef HaGlili subscribes to the Rabbi Kiva, and therefore what? Therefore their Shvi Yishlan came on when? Came on Erev Pesach as well. So what I'm saying to you is that Rash, Tosis asking Rashi, he's against all three Shitas. Again, what's the Kasha? There are eight topics that are said in Rosh Chodesh Nissan. One of them is called Parsha Shmini. What is Parsha Shmini? Rashi says in Gittin means the sugya of what? Korban Pesach, Rishon, Pesach, Sheni. If that's the case, their Shvi Shalhen should not be on when? Their Shvi Shalhen should not be on Erev Pesach. Yes? That's Tosis Kasha and Rabbi Yitzchak. From Rabbi Yitzchak and Rashi. Moreover, it's a Kasha and Rabbi Kiva, because even Rabbi Kiva, their Shvi Shalhen was what? Mishal Valtzov was also Erev Pesach. Okay? So it comes out halacha lemaisa that the whole parsha was said on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. But I understand that. The whole parsha was said on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. We're talking the Shvi'ah Shalhen was an Erev Pesach. So it's a very difficult kasha on Rashi. Go ahead, Donnie. Let's just finish, reviter. Okay. Umihu.
Umihu. Osa Girsa. Lisa Ella Rabbi Yitzchak.
Excellent.
Garas Hasan.
Right. You should be Garas Rabbi Yitzchak over there. Don't be Garas what? Don't be Garas Rabbi Kiva. You understand? Rav is like Rabbi Yitzchak. So who's Rabbi Yitzchak? That their loved ones died. Wasn't Rabbi Yosef Glili, wasn't Rabbi Kiva, it was just their loved ones died. So once you say it like that, then already the kasha is only on who? Rashi only gets Rabbi Yitzchak, okay? So you got what I'm saying, Adam? It's only on Rabbi Yitzchak. It's not against Rabbi Kiva anymore. Because I think you could say what I just said. That according to Rabbi Kiva, maybe they did get ready earlier. And Avram, you're pointing out, it's a little bit shvir because it seems like the ones who were Tomei, were the ones who would ask the question. You have to say they weren't the same guys. Maybe they're asking what happens if other people didn't do it, theoretically. If other people didn't become Tomei. If other guys didn't become Tar, what would be the din?
But then how would that be a Havamina in the Gemara that it possibly could have been them if they weren't Tomei? And how would we learn Ozzy Mitzvah, Pazim, and Mitzvah? They're Tar, so they could do Korban Pesach.
What'd you say?
We're saying, right, in our Gemara.
Theoretically, the same thing.
But we're giving
the guys who were not.
No, but then what's the...
No, we're learning only from the third Shita.
No, but I'm saying...
No, because we're only learning from the third Shita.
I know we're learning from the Shita, but...
That's not a problem.
No, because the other...
Osig Mitzvah Pada Mitzvah is only from the third Shita, not the first two.
That's because we reject them.
That's what I'm saying. So, in a Hanami.
From Rabbi Akiva's standpoint, who had the Havamina, that could have been Mishael Tzafon.
No, we never had a... But that was never a topic of Osig Mitzvah Pada Mitzvah, I'm saying.
So just brought in Darach Agav?
Yeah, that was a whole Brisa. The whole Brisa was brought in its entirety. We brought it in the Korban Yitzchak. That's what you have to say. That's what you have to say. Okay, so we got that? So Tosis has a very strong kasha on Rashi. Go ahead. Go ahead, Donnie. Venira.
Venira, Lafarish, Parshas, Tmeim, Desharis, Venevila, Vizeh.
Vizav. Vizav. I mean, a man who has the flow. Vizav of Venida. Zav is a woman who has, is also a menstrual period. Venida, regular need.
Venida, Lafisha, Hotrihu, Lizar, Al Tumas.
Mikdash, Mikadoshav. What does that mean?
Just teaching us rules.
What does that mean? The meaning is a halacha lamaisa that they're not allowed to go into the base of Mikdash, they're not allowed to eat korbanos. So according to the Tosfos, it has nothing to do with our topic. The eight parshas learned that day, what is parshas Tmeim? Not Pesach Sheni, not Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. What's it? Something else completely about the dinim of what? The name of the Sheretz and the Vela, Zavin, and Nida, can they eat korbanos going to the base of Mikdash? So it has nothing to do. So according to the Tosfos, the whole kasha doesn't start. The whole kasha, the yes and Rashi. Rashi is very, very difficult. Rashi is very difficult, but I want you to get this. So, Machlokes Rashi tells us how to define what Parshas Tmeim is. Al Pi Din. okay? In the Gemara in Gittin. Machlokes Rashi Tosis. And please get that Bnei Yehoshua that the Rashi held, Halacha L'maisa, Rashi held, Rabbi Yitzchak at least held that it was the second day that it was what? Second day was Paraduma was burnt. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yitzchak will say no, it was burnt later. It was not the second day. It was considered to be maybe what? Even the eighth day. Whatever was burnt, but it wasn't ready for them to be tar, and therefore Halacha L'maisa, it was considered to be what? They were able to what? They were able to prepare themselves, but they couldn't get it in completely. Halacha L'maisa. If you say like that, then they give you the makor for osik mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. Okay. Now, L'maisa, this leads us to the following, okay? This leads us to the following. I want you to get this, okay? Let's get this down. We learned yesterday at great length, yes, that an oval can what? An oval cannot put on tefillin on the first day. Yes? An oval can also not learn Torah. And how did Tosfos present it? Please get it. That Yechezkel was a model for Avin regarding what? Torah. No, for Torah he was a model. He didn't learn Torah. All Avin can't learn Torah. By tefillin, he was the what?
Exception.
He was the exception of an oval. The Avelim cannot put on tefillin the first day. He did. Correct?
Yeah.
I want you to get this down. The Tosfos Rabbi Ben Peretz begs to differ. The Tosfos Rabbi Ben Peretz argues with our Tosfos, and he says, I'm sorry. He says that just like Yechezkel was an exception regarding tefillin, he also is an exception regarding Talmud Torah. It says Hanegdom, but what does it say? It says in the end of the pasuk in Yechezkel, Hanek Dom, but what's the end of the pasuk? It says, Aval Mesim Lotasa. It says, Mesim Lotasa, meaning that a Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you Yechezkel, I want you to learn Torah. All other Avelim should be quiet. So according to Rabbeinu Peretz, he argues on our Tosfos, and he says that just like Yechezkel was an exception regarding tefillin, he was an exception regarding learning. So he claims, Halacha L'maisa, that Yechezkel learned. So please get that down. Tosfos Rabbi Ben Peretz writes in Dibur Masko Peirecha, right here. Okay? So Memeila, it's a very important machloikas in Tosfos Rabbi Ben Peretz. Did Yechezkel what? Did Yechezkel learn or not during the Shiva? According to Tosfos, he did not. He learned only Hilchos Avelis. According to Rabbi Ben Peretz, he did. According to Rabbi Ben Peretz, it's more symmetrical. He's an exception by tefillin, he's an exception by Talmud Torah. According to Tosfos, he was asymmetrical. Okay? He was a model by Talmud Torah, but he was not what a model. He was an exception, legabe tefillin. This leads us to the following. The Peirush on the Gemara there, we learned, yes, it says, Rav Abba Bar Zavda said, Halacha L'maisa, Rav Abba Bar Zavda said, and if you look in the Gemara, let's see Gufa in the Gemara. Okay? Go ahead, Donnie, read the Gemara Gufa. Let's go. Gufa Amar Rababa Bar Zavda Amar Rav.
Gufa Amar Rababa Bar Zavda Amar Rav.
Gufa means we stated earlier. Yeah, we had it earlier. Go ahead.
Although I have the full mitzvah samur with the Torah, which means feeling. Sure, Nemar Ben Kair. We do Amar Lerachmanu Lechesko, Pera Chobushalefo.
The Gomer. At.
Atu Dimu Chayavis.
You're Chayav and Tfilin. Go ahead. All of the Avelim are what are popped in tefillin. Go ahead. Ani Mili. Because the bitterness is on the first day, so you're popped from tefillin. That's a pasuk in Amos. Okay. Now, if you look in the Perish in Moed Katan, it said that an Avos Chayav and all mitzvahs in the Torah. Is that correct?
Except tefillin.
Except for tefillin. Let me ask you a kasha. Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. Dibur Maskel Asa Likros. The Perish there. I gave it to you in the Marah Mekoymus. He asks, what are you talking about? He's also B'divrei Torah. Why is it only Tefillin? It's a great Kasha. No? He's also in Tefillin. Tremendous Kasha. He asks the Kasha right there. What's going on? Right? Tremendous Kasha. Dibur Maskel Asa Likros. What's the Teretz? The Teretz is as follows. Let's get this down. The Teretz is that when it comes out, Halacha L'maisa, he answers, tremendous kasha, he says, the mitzvahs ba'amah that don't have simcha. Talmud Torah has simcha. Since Talmud Torah produces simcha, it's usher. This is the Perish and the Daf and Moed Katan Daf Chaf Aleph from an Aleph. that says beferish and avos also be divrei Torah. L'maisa, well, that we're talking about mitzvahs ba'alma that don't have simcha and avos chayvin. But anything that generates simcha, of course, an avos aser. And Talmud Torah generates simcha. What's the marker? Pikudi Hashem, Yisharim, Misam Chelev. We say that in Pesukah de Zimra. Pikudi Hashem, Yisharim, Misam Chelev. Where is that a pasuk? Is that a pasuk in Tehillim?
Yeah.
Yes? What parak?
I think it's in Hosea.
What'd you say? What parak is it in? It says Pikudi Hashem, Yisharim, doesn't say anything on the side here. Tehillim Yutess. Tehillim Yutess. We say it in Shabbos. Okay. Please get this down. The Ramban, however, in the Taurus Adam, and the Ritva says in the second answer, says that, listen to this, that Talmud Torah we fulfill by reading Kriyashma, Shachas, and Arvis, and an Avos Chayv in Kriyashma. And therefore he's not putter completely from Talmud Torah. Because when the Avos during Shiva says Kriyashma in the morning and evening, he's fulfilling Talmud Torah. So don't tell me that what? That he's not doing any Talmud Torah. That's what the Ramban writes in the Torah Sodom along with the Ritva in the second Terence. Adam, you got this? You got this down? Okay, the first answer was what? Of course an Avos Chayv on mitzvahs that don't generate simcha. But if a mitzvah generates simcha like Talmud Torah, it's also. That's the first answer. That's what the Perush says. What's the second answer? The Ramban says that we fulfill, the Avos is fulfilling Talmud Torah by saying Kriyat Shema in the morning and the evening. He's definitely fulfilling it. No problem. He's not parted completely from Talmud Torah. And then, the third answer I want you to get is from the Aruch Lanier. The Aruch Lanier says, an Avol is mutter to learn Torah. What type of Torah? Hilchos Avelis. So let's get the three Terutzim. You get it down. What are the three Terutzim we're saying? Okay? The three Terutzim are what? Number one. What's number one?
Simcha.
Where did the cap go?
Got it.
Number one is Simcha. Number two is what? Kriya Shema is Yotzu with. And what's number three? Dvarim Arayim. Correct. Thank you. Those are the three Terutzim. Please get that to this Kasha. You tell me in Avos Chayv, it's in the Torah. Last time I checked, the Talmud Torah was Usher. So therefore, we have three different answers. Yes, Akiva.
The Gemara says you can do that every mitzvah. You can't just say it because it's simple. The Gemara doesn't say that.
I understand. That's his Chiddush. His Chiddush is that the notion is that Avos Chayv on mitzvahs, but he cannot be in a state of simcha. So it's self-understood that it meant to say mitzvahs that don't generate simcha. But simcha for sure is awesome. That's how he's reading the Gemara. Okay? All right. Based on this now, guys, listen to this. This brings us to a mahalach now. You guys got to get this down, Donnie. Please focus on this. This brings us to a mahalach now regarding what an Avol during Shiva, regarding his din of what? His din of Talmud Torah. Okay? There's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush here, and Refrain has in the Sefer, I want you to get it, a beautiful mahalach. And we go through it well. Let's get it. Bezrat Hashem. I gave it to you. Let's begin. If you look in the Rambam, Bini, the Rambam says in Hilchos Avelis, Perakei Halacha Tevav, I'm quoting to you, Minayin she'avol aser b'divrei Torah. How do you know an aser cannot learn Torah? She'arai nemar lichesko hanek dom. Where's the marker in Shas? No, where's the marker in Shas I gave you? Moikon daft what? Tetvav and Aleph. Avol's aser b'divrei Torah, she'arai hanek dom. Right in the middle of the Yomid. Right there. Rambam says straight up. What's glaring in that Rambam? Izzy, get this down. What's glaring in this Rambam? The Rambam does not give a heter to learn what? Dvarim Haroim. He doesn't give a heter to learn Hechos Avelis or Echa or Eve. He says it's also straight up. So the Rambam regarding Shiva says Beferish, Avo, Aser Bakol Torah. Aser Afilu B'Dvarim Roim. Wow. Compare and contrast, which is critical to do. You look in the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis, in the Halacha L'maisa, he writes, in Hilchos Tainis, in Perakei Halacha Yud Aleph, regarding learning Torah and Tisha B'Av, he says, in the middle, Van Korea L'Bi'iu V'Kinos Edvarim Arayim Shibri Miyal. Wow. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, the Rambam allows Dvarim Haroim. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, the Rambam allows Tisha B'Av, he allows Matir Dvarim Haroim.
Why
So the first kasha we're asking is exactly what Svi just asked. What's the difference between Shiva and Tisha B'Av? Why, by what, when it comes to Shiva, the Rambam does not allow Dvarim Aroyim. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, he allows Dvarim Aroyim. That's number one kasha. Number two, the Gemara I gave you in Tainus and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, which is discussing what? Adam. Tisha B'Av. The first line, it equates all of Dinim of Tisha B'Av to Shiva, but then it lists off what you can do on Tisha B'Av. And what does it say in Tainus Daf Lamed? What does it say in Tainus Daf Lamed? Amazing thing. What does it say? It says in Tainus Daf Lamed Amakor, and believe it or not, it says Pikudi Hashem, Yisharim, Mesam Chilev. I'll read you the Lashon of the Gemara. It says in the end of the Gemara, Tinoka Shebram Betelim Shushinur Pikudi Hashem Yisharim Mesam Chilev, Beferish. You're allowed to what? You're not allowed to learn regular Torah at Tisha B'Av. You're allowed to learn Dvarim Aroyim, because the Torah will make you happy. And there's discussed in there, halacha lamaisa, if you're able to learn a place where you normally don't, you never learned before, so you might get upset about it, you don't understand it. So lamaisa, that's also maybe, okay, but we're not going to get into that, whether that's permissible or not, halacha lamaisa. But the bottom line is that the Gemara says, in Tainis Dav Lamed, that Dvarim Aroyim are permissible because it doesn't generate simcha. You're not supposed to do it in a sheer form, because that generates simcha. But at least learning on your own, it says it's mutter. So I'll ask you a second kasha. Number one, why does the Rambam not allow Dvarim Aroyim in Shiva, and he allows it during Tisha B'Av? Number two, why are there two different Makaros and Shas? For Shiva, again, one kasha. Ma'achiluk Barambam. Ma'achiluk Barambam. Please get it. Number two, Lama Yesh Shnei Makaros. Why can't you quote, why did the Gemara Moed cut by Shiva quote of Pikudi Hashem Yisharim Sam Chalev? Donnie, please get this. It's not hard. Okay? Why do you need two separate Makaros? Binny, you got this down? Should have quoted what? Pikudi Hashem. Why quote Hananek Dol in Moed Katan? That's number two. Number three, a third kasha. In Shulchan Aruch, it says in your day, Hilchos Aveilus Simin Shin Pei Dalet Sif Aleph, I gave it to you, that an oval is Aser Kol Shiva, Bitorah Nevi'im Ksuvim, in Gemara, Mishnah Gemara. And what does he say? What does the Shach say? Shin Pei Dalet Sif Kanaf. What Makor would you have given if you were the Shach? Excellent, Adam. I would have said Hanek Tov. What does the Shach say? Pikudi Hashem Yisharim Sam Chilev. What? What's going on? Shach Nu Shas. These are three kashas we're asking, guys.
Why does it matter which source you give? You could say he's basing off Tanis.
But the Tanis is talking about Tisha B'Av. Well, he comes talking about Shivan. There's a marker in Hanek Dome. In Hilchos Aveilus, in Shin Pei Dalet, Mechaber says an awful during Shiva cannot learn regular Torah. And what marker does a Shach give? The first Shach, and that's Simon, says, Pikudi Hashem Yisharim Salim. It should have said Hanek Dome. Okay. So to answer these three kashas, Jacob, you got a clore?
Yep.
Three kashas. To answer these three kashas, Harav HaGaon Rav Franchi just said a beautiful pshat. And let's get it. Start off with the Meiri I gave you. The Meiri writes in Moed Katan and Daf Tetvav and Avdin Maska, Oval Asur B'Divei Torah. You know what he says? He says an amazing thing. He said there's a fundamental difference between Shiva and Tisha B'Av. You know what the Meiri says? The Meiri says, amazing. I couldn't believe it. The Meiri says, Beferish. He says, Aveilus is considered to be Shtika. You really should be quiet during Shiva. Tisha B'Av is Sar. Those are the two definitions that he writes Beferish. I'm going to read you his Lashon. Okay? He says, Aval Dover Toli B'Shtika. Tisha B'Av in a Toli B'Tsar. Meiri Tetvav Ma'av Raskal Aval Asu B'Divei Torah. So according to Meiri, what does Hanek Dom mean?
Quiet.
Be quiet. Be quiet. Memela, be quiet. Divrei Torah is included in that. It's words. And therefore we learn what? And I want you to get this. On that same daf, in Moed Katan, daf Tetvav Amud Aleph. If you noticed, I think I gave it to you. There are two dinim that we learn from an oval about Hanek Dom. One is Talmud Torah, and number two is Shelah Shalom. He's not allowed to say hi in Avol. You're not allowed to ask a guy how he's doing. How can you learn two halachas from the same pasuk?
Because
What's the answer? Please get this down. It's all shtika. It's all really one halacha. You have to be quiet. What flows from that is you can't ask a guy how he's doing, and you cannot be medaber b'tayra.
You're not doing that to Shrav either.
Shayla Shalom? Okay, but we'll see. Shayla Shalom? Talmud Torah. Now, let me ask you. I want you to get this down. Tosfos, right over there, on that same daf, Dibamaskos Shayu, remember, do you guys remember what I told you on these dapim and moed kod? What are the three categories Gemara is always comparing? Mitzora, menuda, and an oval. What's a mitzora? Someone has saras. Menuda, someone's excommunicated, and an oval. The Gemara says on this daf, on tetvav of an av, this amud, that a mitzora has to put a scarf on his head. You know what that's called? Atifas
Rosh.
Where does it learn from? Safam Yata. No, it's learned from a pasuk. Safam Yata. On the same daf, the Gemara also learns that a Mesorah cannot do Shela Shalom. From what pasuk? Safam Yata. How do you learn two halachas from the same pasuk? So you know what Tosa says? He says, well, they're not sosur one another. And I wanted to suggest, because they're both what? Cover your what? You have to put a scarf on your head, which also tells me they don't talk. So they don't contradict one another, so they can flow together. What's the other answer? It says safam. What is safam? Plural. So there's two halachas. One, put a scarf on your head, and number two, be quiet, don't talk. But you see, Tosa is very particular about what? About learning two halachas from the same pasuk. The previous Tosas, Dir Masko Aser, he says, shtika from Shela Shon, limit of Torah is fine. Why is it fine? How can you learn two halachas by Avol, the same pasuk? Because it's the same definition, shtika. And he says Yecheskel was knowing Avelis legabi what? Not learning Torah to show that he's a little bit of an Avol. Or he didn't ask people how they're doing to show he's a little bit of an Avol. But in essence, Hashem said it's only a mashal. Yehuda, are you following me?
Yeah.
So you see how Tosfos is so particular about this.
Wait.
Get this down. You got to get this down. So Memeila, how can you learn Haneg Dom from what? For two halachas. It's the same definition. Memeila, one second, Donnie. Take this a step further.
Ask a question.
The Miri says, I'll get to you. The Miri says, Befeirish, says an unbelievable thing, Miri, okay? The Miri says, Halacha Lamaisa, okay? I want you to get this. The Miri says you're allowed to learn Dvarim Aroyim the rest of Shiva, from 2 to 7. You're allowed to learn Dvarim Aroyim. The first day you're not allowed to learn Dvarim. You've got to be quiet completely. Please get that Miri down. The Rambam, though, took it a step further. The Rambam said all of Shiva you can't even learn Dvarim Aroyim because you've got to be totally silent. So the Rambam is not exactly like the Miri. They're close. But the bottom line is that they take this tremendously, what, very, very seriously. Okay? So according to the what, let's get it down. The Rambam answered, we know what. The Miri also writes, Yom Rishon, Shel Shiva, this is the Miri, Aser, Bidvarim, Aroyim, because you accentuate the Shtika, Achein, Shar Yomim Mutter. The Rambam, we so said it was Aser all. Shar Yomim, we said it was Mutter. That's what the Miri says. Rambam Aser it by all seven. Yeah, one sec. Let's get to this. Now this leads us to the Tosis. The Tosis I gave you on the bottom of Chafalaf and Aleph. What does it say there? There was a tshuva of the Ri. Rabbi Yitzchak Kani. Did you see that?
Yeah.
The Ri, his grandfather was Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Yaakov is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Yaakov Ish Tam, who was the grandson of Rashi. So the Ri records that his grandfather, Rabbeinu Yaakov, originally, earlier in his life, used to aser during Shiva Dvarim Aroyim. But at the end of his life, he was chozerbo. I don't know if it was the end of his life, but he was chozerbo after that, and he said no.
It says in his zikno.
Yeah. He says, later on, when he was older, he was chozerbo, and he said it was mutter. Chozer, b'meis excellent, Matthew. Chozer v'hitter. So you see that he was chozerbo. Now, let me ask you a question. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? If you tell me Haneg Dom, so shouldn't Haneg Dom aser what? Shouldn't Haneg Dom aser even Dvarim? Haroim? Why did he conclude at the end of his life that Dvarim Aram Mutter? This is what Tysus writes. Because you know what? You have to read the two psukim together. They complement each other. You know what I have to be silent of? Be silent of things that make you happy. But you don't have to be silent from sad things. I'll read you the Lashon of Tysus. Ain nearly raya el lokomer el midover hamasamcho kenomer betainus shum shenemer pekudi Hashem yisarim samcho leif. Meaning that it's complimenting. What do you be silent from? Things that'll make you happy, but things that'll make you sad are mutter. So it's a possibility to read the what? Read the two psukim together. One modifies the other. So Hanek Dom modifies and tells you be quiet from pekudi Hashem. Things will be happy, but dvarim aroy would be what would be permissible. So it comes out based on all this now. We'll get the Akiva. Now that we arrived at this point, you can begin to answer in the kashas. Okay? And that runs as follows. The Torah's Adam, the Ramban says, he actually quotes from the Ritz Geis. He says that there was a shita that said, Halacha l'maisa, there was a shita that said, that by divrei Torah dvarim arayim, v'ikaman damar kevin ektanel b'tisha b'av, loktanel b'avol, shmamin echamurin hein yamei evol me'kach mitisha b'av. There's a shita that the Rabban quotes that dvarim arayim are usher during Shiva. I'll give you an example. I'll bring you a raya that there are certain things that are more chamur by Shiva than by Tisha B'av. You get these down. I'll give you three examples. Number one, kfiya samita.
This
is what the Rabban writes from the Ritz Geis. You know, you have to turn your beds over. We don't do this bizman hazeh. But Bismarck Gemara used to turn the beds over. That you do on what? On Shiva. You don't during Tisha B'Av. Another one is at Tifus Rosh. Tifus Rosh is they used to what? Cover their heads. We only do that during Shiva. We don't do it during Tisha B'Av. That's why some people have Akbar to wear their hat throughout all of Shiva. Fat Tifus Rosh. And what's number three? Malacha. There's an Isra Malacha. You're not supposed to ideally go to work on Tisha B'Av. But there's an Isra Malacha. You're not allowed to go to work Mikra Din during Shiva. But Tisha B'Av, if you have to, you're allowed to. So those are the three distinctions I want you to know. So the Ritz Geis says, well, maybe there's another distinction. Maybe Dvarim Arayim are also during Shiva, but in Tisha B'Av it's Mutter. He says it's there's two shitas. He quotes a Ritz Geis. So this is a very serious shaila, guys. Okay? The Ramban quotes this from the Torah Sodom. I want you to know those three malachas, though.
That would be mashma from the Rambam.
Well, now we're going to start plugging it in. But the three things are Atifas Rosh, Kfiya Samita, and number three is what? Number three is Asiyas Malacha. All those things are on Shiva, below Tisha B'Av. You know, the Rav wanted to say, he said, that's why we cover the mirrors. That's considered to be a remnant of Kfiya Samita. That you're kind of like your life is, you know, topsy-turvy now. So you can't allow, you know, that's why we cover the mirrors in the Shiva house. The Rav wanted to say it's a kiyum of Kfiya Samita. Chassam Sofer has like that. Again, the three things, Dani. Tifus Rosh, Fias Amit and Asiyas Malacha. Asiyas Malacha. Okay. So now let's begin, based on all this, to answer the three kashas. It works beautifully. Okay? Here we go. Here it goes like this. The Rambam says the following. Rambam says, I want you to know something. Our first kasha was, why in Shiva does Ram not allow Dvarim Aroyim? Let's get the answer. Rambam says, because I take my marker very seriously. Hanek Dom is Shtika. You're not allowed to, you have to be silent with everything, even Dvarim Aroyim. Why, when Tisha B'Av, does he allow Dvarim Aroyim? Because what's the mucker? Pikudi Hashem is Sarim Plev. What's the din by Tisha B'Av? Tsar. You have to be in a state of Tsar. If you learn something, this regular Torah makes you happy. That answers the first kasha. Please, guys, get it down. We said, why was there a split by Dvarim Aroyim? The answer is because the Rambam uses the marker differently. Hanek Dom is the marker for Shiva, to be Bishosek like the Miri, and when it comes to Talmud Torah, the marker is Pikudi Hashem Yisharim. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, it's being happy. And therefore he allows Dvarim Haroyim. The Miri only Asr Dvarim Haroyim the first day of Shiva, the rest you can learn Dvarim Haroyim. The Rambam said the whole thing was Asr. That's why I never quoted the Heter in Hichos Avol of Dvarim Haroyim. Whereas in Tisha B'Av he has it. That's how you answer the first kasha. Number two, why do you need two makoros? Why is Hanek Dom for Shiva and Pekudi Hashem Yisharim Samchleid for what? For Shiva. What's the answer, Yosef? Because they're two different definitions. They're two different rules and regulations. Hanek Dom is what Shtikim for Shiva. But when it comes to what? When it comes to Talmud, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, what's the getter? What's the getter during Tisha B'Av? Issar. So therefore, Dvarim Arayim would what? Would in fact be permissible. What's number three now? How do we answer number three? And the truth is, it's very interesting. If you look, Lamaisa, how are we going to answer what? How do you answer number three? So what do you think the Shach is saying? So I'll tell you what the Shach is saying. The Shach is saying the following. If you look in the Beis Yosef, who wrote the Shulchan Aruch? Rabbi Yosef Karo. What else did he write? Beis Yosef on the tour. What does he write in the Beis Yosef and Shimon Shin Pei Dalet? He quotes both shittas. Are you allowed to learn Dvarim Arayim during Shiva? And then he writes like this. Hachi Naketinen. What's Hachi Naketinen mean? That it's mutter to learn Dvarim Arayim. And that's what he says in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Dalet. He says during Shiva, you're allowed to learn what? You're allowed to learn Dvarim Arayim. Why are you allowed to learn Dvarim Arayim? Because he takes the Mahalach of the Tosis and Moed Katna Kafalmanaf that said what? That the two Makoros complement one another. What are you supposed to be silent from? From the words of Torah that make you what? Happy. But Dvarim Arayim are okay. That's what the Shach is trying to impose into the Mechaber by saying Pekudi Hashem Yisharim Zavle. It's not that he's quoting a wrong Makor. Shach Nu Shas. The Shach's echoing Tosis by saying what you have to complement them together. You follow me? And therefore, that's why the Mechaber allows Dvarim Arayim. Because the real issue is how they don't from what? Things that make you happy. That's why he quotes Pikuni Hashem Yisharim Samche Leiv. Because that's the real end up marker. The modifier is how they don't of what Dvarim, what? Of what things you have to be silent of. You understand what I mean? And that's what the Shach was reading into. It works beautifully. Halach Lamaisa. Mamish works beautifully. That's how he's reading it in. This Kiddush. Okay? Oh. Everyone got that so far? Donnie, you got this? It's beautiful, guys. You say the whole shtickle Torah over. Yesterday we had it today, Lamaisa. Yesterday about tefillin, now today about what Talmud Torah. Are you with me? Now based on this, this is from Refrain's Mahalach. Based on this, listen to this. Why can't you take the Miri to the nth degree? Why doesn't Oval able to talk at all? Maybe you should be shosik for the whole Shiva. Who asked this Kasha? Rav Tukachinsky asked this Kasha, the great Gaon, the Gesher Achaim, who's one of the great Rabbanim Yisholayim, who wrote a famous Sefer Nichols Avelis called Gesher Achaim. Please get it. Perakhaf Aleph, Sif Zion, Simon Zion, Sif Cotton Zion. 21:7-7. Simon Chaf Aleph, Sif Zion, Sif Cotton Zion. He says, I'm going to read it to the Kasha. Vloivanti. Madua amnam miyatu mehaneg dom rak shel shom talmud Torah. Why are those things the only thing in saucer? V'lo kol shar diburim. V'lo gam abos perkoshonos. How can you even say brachas? Maybe you should be quiet the whole time. So what's the answer to that kasha? Is you got the kasha? The other should be quiet the whole week. Why are you only quiet from talmud Torah and shel shalom? Should be quiet the whole week. So the answer is based on the Ritvan Moed Katan, who says like this. I'm going to read it to you. He quotes two psukim in Navi. Tarvayu shmamina mehaneg dom. Domei mishe l'shom v'domei midivre Torah. Ki asef shlomo me'am huba v'amonosem v'chi avda torosem ki yasiv hini mosif klafli v'ayna demashmu di tarvayu mehay kro. Shayla Shalom is also from what Pasuk in Yirmiyahu? Get it down. Perak Tet Zayin, Pasuk Hey, it says, Ki Asafti Shlomi Me'amahu. That Pasuk says, be quiet from Shayla Shalom. Don't greet people. He digs up a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Again, Tet Zayin Hey. And how do you know you have to be quiet from Divya Torah? A Pasuk in not Yirmiyahu, Yishayahu. Chav Tes Yudalit. V'avda Chachmas Chachamov. So the Gesher Chaim says, the Ritva digs up two Psukim in Navi. That tells you what you're supposed to be quiet from greeting people and from Torah, because it defines for you what exactly you should be quiet from. But if it wasn't for these two psukim and Navi, theoretically you should have to be what? Quiet completely.
What was the second
pasuk? Second pasuk is in Yeshayahu Perachav Tes pasuk Yedalim.
Which one teaches which?
The first one Asers Shela Shalom Yirmiyahu Tet Zayin Hey Ki Asafti Shlomi Me'amahu, and the second one is a pasuk in Yeshayahu Perachav Tes pasuk Yedalim of the Chachmas Chachamov. That asks us to be quiet from the retirement. So it comes out, Lamaisa, this is a beautiful what? This is a beautiful mahalach that comes out. And the truth is, a lot of people discuss, a lot of poskim discuss, okay? A lot of poskim discuss, when you say an oval, what's an oval's obligation when it comes to Torah? Is he asur b'Torah, but he just has a heter to learn certain things? Or is he really chayv in Torah, but what? He's similar. Is he really chayv in Torah, but he's only chayv in this type of Torah? What's the difference the way you formulate it? Let's say on Yontif, maybe on Yontif. On Yontif, you're not allowed to learn Dvarim Aroyim, so then you're stuck, right? In other words, if you formulate it, then almost chayv in Torah, but he can't learn Dvarim Aroyim on Yontif, so learn other things. He's an onus.
No
avelus before Hesia, but Betzina there is. And Talmud Torah, the Mechaber writes, and Simon Tov is considered Dvarim Shem Betzina, Yekivan. So if you formulate, I want you to get this nafgamina. Get this nafgamina. If you say then avos chayv in Torah, no, if he's in chayv in Torah, come on, it's good. Let's go, Ben. If the avos chayv in Torah, okay, let's go. Maybe I'll lower it a little bit. Let's see. But let's get the notes down. If the avol is what? Let's go, guys. If an avol is what? Chayv in Torah. So on Yontif, you're not allowed to rhyme a rhyme. So you have to learn other things. You have no choice. And Akiva pointed out it's Dvarim Shebetzina. So Lamaisa, you have no choice. But if you hold an Oval's really Aser B'Torah, but he's Potter, I shouldn't say Aser, he's Potter B'Torah, but he has an exception, learned Dvarim Aroyim. So in this situation, Halach Lamaisa, on Yontif, what do you do? Halach Lamaisa, okay?
You repeat that
now. Yeah, in other words, what do you do on Yontif for the Oval? You know, he hasn't buried his loved one yet. Or they buried his loved one at Chol HaMoed. He has buried it, but he has a Kasar Shiva formally. It's Yontif Sheni. Actually, the first day is Yontif Sheni. So he allowed his Mechuyiv to learn Torah. So if you say an Avos really Potter from Torah, he just says, I had to learn Dvarim Aroyim. You can't learn Dvarim Aroyim on Yontif, so don't learn. But if you hold his Chayv in Torah, you can't learn Dvarim Aroyim, so then learn other things. I have no choice. I have to learn other things. I'm Chayv in Torah.
If he's Potter, he just doesn't have.
Exactly. Correct. That's a possible nafkimin that maybe someone can give. Okay? It's a very good nafkimin. I want you to get this down. But this is a tremendous mahalach, really, guys, that emerges from this. Okay? You got this mahalach? It's a beautiful mahalach that emerges from this chiddush. And it emerges from our Gemara. Because we all started, Avos Chayv and Omitz in the Torah, he is. It's not Chayv and Talmud Torah. Well, it depends. We had three answers. And that brought us the springboard. Now, we had a bunch of kashas earlier, so I'm going to take them now, but then we got to do the next place, and then we got to get the parsha. So let's go quick with the kashas. First, Svi, you had a kasha? Okay, Matthew, go ahead.
How would we say that we said that earlier that mitzvah lav linos ninu, right?
Like yes, mitzvah lav lehenes ninu.
So, is it simcha hanah?
In other words, Matthew's asking me, and the Agli Tal writes this in Akhtama, says the ikar of Torah is to be happy, to enjoy the Torah, right? To enjoy the Torah. So we always say mitzvah lav lehenes ninu. But that is an exception, says the Ram in the Durham Dat Tetvav. I want you to get this down. There are certain mitzvahs that are based on Hana. Talmud Torah is based on Hana. So if it's based on Hana, you don't say the principle of mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. You got me? Most mitzvahs are just to accept the kingdom of Hashem. Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah. Most mitzvahs are accept the whole Malchut Shemayim of Hashem. But there are certain mitzvahs that are Hana based. If they're Hana based, you don't say mitzvah lav lehenes
nitnu. And then that works out well with our Gemara that says you could say that the Gemara was saying that all the mitzvahs your chayav except tefillin. You could say also that the mitzvahs where you get Hana, you would theoretically not be chayav in also.
Right, mitzvahs that generate simcha. That's what that perish meant. Yeah, that for sure is off. That for sure is off limits. Would be awesome. Yeah. Talmud Torah, correct. Very good. Dadi had a kasha before. Or the answer
so far.
Okay, good. Okay, who else? Who else had Akasha? I think that was it. Akiva, you had. Answer? Okay, excellent. Okay. Real quick, Matthew. What'd you say? Ritva. The Gesher Achaim quotes the Ritva and Moikon. We saw the Ritva and Moikon today. Yes, Matthew.
Well, we were saying before that Rashi held that red Parshas Tumim was said on the first day and whatnot, and so how would Rashi read our Gemara?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for Rashi. It's a tremendous kasha on Rashi. Okay? I don't have an answer as of now. Okay? Yeah, go ahead.
Did they have a part of Duma when you're in the first?
You have to say the second day they had it. So the first two sheetahs, the third sheetah says they burnt it on the second day in Nissan. We say the Pnei Yeshua said the first two sheetahs says they burnt it a few days later. It's historical machlokes when they burnt the paraduma. That's what you have to say. Yeah, you have to say that. They definitely had it. Question is, when did they burn it? That's historical machlokes, what Yeshua says. Okay, very good. This leads us to the following. Okay? I want to get to the Tysus now, next Tysus, and then we got to get to the Parsha. Okay? All right. Let's see the Tysus inside. Donnie, let's go. Okay? This Tosos was a very interesting, every Tosos is interesting, but I asked a lot of guys that said, did you notice Tosos leaves it as a kasha? You can miss this. He leaves it as a kasha, this third Tosos. So I want to try to give an answer, and then we got to get to the parsha. Go ahead. Donnie, let's go. Mishum, let's just refresh our memories. What was the reason why you need two psukim, two makaros for osukim and sepatim in the mitzvah? You tell me outside. If you just had korban pesach, then what?
You think
that korban pesach didn't come to you yet. So therefore I can bury my mace, and then it'll preclude me from korban pesach, no big deal. Also, it's a put him in a mitzvah. But if it's in your face, maybe don't say it. Yeah. If you're going to visit your Rebbe, and the Shema's in your face, you got to stop visiting your Rebbe, you say Shema, go back. Come on, Shema, I don't have to. Go the other way. What's the other way? If I just had what? Exactly. If I just had this, of korban pesach, there's no what? No. If I just had kriya shema, there's no kares. Also, it's a put him in a mitzvah. You're visiting your Rebbe, potas kriya shema. But when it comes to korban pesach, which is kares, which is big stuff, I would think you don't apply it. Kamashman, you apply it. Okay? That's refreshing our memories of two makaros. Yes? Clear? Okay, let's get it. Donnie. Let's go. Toysis. Mishum.
Mishum delo matez man chiva. Ve'in lahashkos, lahashkos meha d'arshina b'resh tovul yom.
Bisvachim.
Bisvachim.
Dafkov. Right. The name of the parak is called tvul yom. You guys know what a tvul yom is, right? Guy went to the mikveh, he didn't yet have a hair of a shemesh yet. Nightfall didn't come yet. Okay? That's the name of the parak. Go ahead. The psachim, the zvachim dafkuf. Go ahead. Shiny. Period. Now please get this. You're walking on the way to Shalayim. You're walking to go ahead and shechter korban pesach. And Rahman al-Hassan, you find a dead corpse on the road. And the dead corpse is on the road, no one's going to take care of the dead corpse. The din is, you stop, no pun on words, you stop dead in your tracks. And what do? You bury the person. By you burying the person, that's going to preclude you now from doing korban pesach. How do I know I do that? Because it says in the Chumash, if you're a Kohen, you're never allowed to mitame mace, except for your seven relatives. It says for Aviv Imo, and it says lachoso. So the Gemara says, what do you have to say lachoso? If you do it for your parents, of course you do it for your sister. Because the Gemara wanted to learn a new din. And that new din tells me that you're also mitami lemeis mitzvah. That's a literal meis mitzvah. So that's a second, and that's even after chatzos, when korban pesach has come into play already. You still go ahead and do it. Go ahead. Behad the what?
Behad dying.
So what's he bothered by? He's bothered by the what? What's the din?
We knew that already.
No, but what is it? Well, don't ask me from the kasha that what? We stand on our heads in our Gemara and learn out oskim mitzvah, putta mitzvah from what? From this cloud of dealing with a meis mitzvah to get out of what? To get out of doing korban pesach. But we already have another marker, lachoso, right?
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with oskim mitzvah, putta mitzvah, does it? There's a new pasuk that tells me lachoso. Lachoso tells me to tell me a new din that you do meis mitzvah and that precludes you from korban pesach. So what does that have to do with our topic of oskim mitzvah, putta mitzvah? That's what Tosfos potentially is bothered by. That's why he says ein lahakshos. I don't want me to you ask me that kasha. What would that kasha be? That kasha means a different mucker. Has nothing to do with oskim mitzvah, putta mitzvah. There's a special din lachoso. So how does Tosfos answer that? That's a meis mitzvah mamish. Our Gemara's not talking about a meis mitzvah mamish. Talk about relatives like Rashi said. Go ahead.
Where are we up to? Oh, Behath.
Behath the Dai Kocha.
Dai Kocha, we brisa. Digitani, Lameis Mitzvah, Nithmer, Lameis Mitzvah, Mamish, Ella Kolomar, Lekrogan. Kid Pirish, Bekuntrish, Laachar.
Oh, so the first answer is what? So what does Rashi quickly answer it? We're not talking about a Meis Mitzvah Mamish. A Meis Mitzvah Mamish after Chatzos, you do the Meis Mitzvah because Lachoso. We're not talking about a Meis Mitzvah. We're talking about burying one of your seven relatives. Go ahead. Ulachar chatzos.
Ulachar chatzos. Ulachar chatzos. Hu de'ino mitame.
Kidiktani hasam.
Kidiktani hasam. Aharta lo yitame.
Aval.
Kodo chatzos. Yitame.
Absolutely. If you have a seven relatives that died before chatzos, what do you do?
You bury them.
Bury one and that'll preclude korban pesach. What happens if after chatzos?
You don't.
You do korban pesach and then you bury him afterwards. Go ahead.
Kidam rinan hasam. Be Yosef at Goim.
There was a story with Yosef HaKohen, his wife died. He didn't want to bury her because he didn't want to lose out of Korban Pesach. They got upset with him. Go ahead. And his brethren, the brethren, the Achim HaKohen voted. And what did they do? They forced him to bury her. So you see the Pharisees that what?
Wait, with
Tamuhu's force? Yeah, Tamuhu. They forced him, Baal Korcho, against his will, to do the Leviathan. And he lost out on the Korban Pesach, because that was before Chatzos. So therefore, they're two different topics. Don't ask me for Meis Mitzvah. Meis Mitzvah is Lachosel. That's a literal Meis Mitzvah. Here we're talking about Shiva Krovim, and the reason why you get out of it, because of the famous principle of Osik Mitzvah, put them in a Mitzvah. Go ahead.
This is before Chatzos, the case of Yosef HaKohen.
Yes.
Aval Kosha.
La Rava. Rava with an aleph at the end. Rava with a hey. We know that from Bezim and aleph. Yes.
That's Rava. No.
Go ahead. Damar Hassam.
Damar Hassam. Idi
Laachas. Idi v'idi.
Idi Laachas. Kan Kodem Sheshkato v'Zarko Alav. Kan Laachas Kato v'Zarko.
Alav. Alma.
Alma mitame l'krovin. Afilu Eicha dim matzei zaman chiyuva.
Period. So what's he saying now? Benny, let's go. You got this? Okay.
It depends on...
What do we have here, my son, this? What's the kasha according to Rava?
There's a differentiation between after
Chatzos. Both after Chatzos. When can you go to the... When can you bury your loved one?
Before you did
Zrika and Shechita. Bury your loved one. If they did Shechita and Zrika for you before the Korban Pesach, they shechted the animal and they sprinkled the blood... Then already you got to do a Korban Pesach and do the Levi afterwards, after Yontif, yes?
Yeah.
Alma, we see from there that what? That we're Matam and the Krovim, even after the Zman has reached, yes? Because they didn't check for you. So therefore, that's a difficulty. Why? Because what did our Gemara say?
After everything, you always...
Well, no, what did our Gemara say? When the Zman of Chiyuv Korban Pesach comes into play, it's Mashma that what?
You do it.
It's Mashma Alach Lamaisa. What's the Havamina? This is what I want you guys to get. What was the Havamina and what was the Maskana of our Gemara? The Havamina was if the Zman hadn't come into play, then I say Oskim Mitzvah, put them in the Mitzvah. What was the Kamash Malan? That even if it has come into play, I'm still what?
Putter.
I'm still Putter. So he's bothered by the Havamina. The Havamina was that if the Zman comes in, you got to do Korban Pesach. But Rava says over there, no. If they didn't do the Shechit and Zrika yet, I still what?
I still bury it.
So it's a stira. So what's his answer? Go ahead, Ain Lomar. What do we say whenever you have an Ain Lomar in Tosos? Always look for the Dalit. It's a proposal that Tosos says is wrong. The Ain Lomar, don't say. What's he saying in that answer? What would you say? What would be the answer? The answer is according to the Maskana, even if the Zman has come, you are what? Osik the mitzvah. Put them in a mitzvah. That's what Shema comes and tells you. That even if Shema's in your face, you're still putter, right? The Havamina was the what? That if it came in my face, I wouldn't have to what? I would stop and do that one that came in my face and go back. Kamash Shema, even if it's in my face, I don't have to do it. You follow me, Yehuda? Tosos is bothered by the Havamina. So he says maybe the answer is the Maskana. Rava learned from the Maskana that even if it's in your face, you are Potter. So even if the Zman of Korban Pesach has come, as long as they haven't done Shechit and Zrika, what's the din?
You can do it.
You can do it. You can bury your loved one. Right? Why did he say you can't give that answer? Why did? Well, there's the Dalit.
Did Dilma.
It's not the Higuf. The Higuf is not the one. It's the next Dalit. Did Dilma what?
Did Dilma Shani Krishma to Lace Bal Karis. Did Omar Hacha below.
What's the answer? What's the answer? What's the answer, Don? Benny, what's the answer? The Kriya Shema is what? Kriya Shema is different because why?
There's no Karis by.
Kriya Shema is different because there's no Karis by. So if you're visiting your Rebbe, what's it then?
You say Kriya Shema.
And Kriya Shema, what? And you're visiting your Rebbe, and Kriya Shema comes? Right? Kinam Rachav, Losim Minei Pesach. What would be the din? Osik mitzvah? Put them in a mitzvah. Even if Kriya Shema is in my face. Kriya Shema, that's fine. Because Kriya Shema knows no chi of what?
Karis.
But maybe Pesach, if it's in your face, there's a chi of karis, I'm scared of it. Maybe you have to stop. And don't bury your loved one. And don't let it preclude Pesach. And he leaves it as a kasha. He says, I don't understand why that's true. How do you know? Maybe by Korban Pesach, halacha l'maisa, if it's come into play, maybe you have to stop and don't bury your loved one. Does everyone got that? Tosis leaves this as a kasha. So how do we answer this kasha? One second, Donnie. So I want you to get this answer down. The Rivash gives the following answer. The Rivash, the Rishon, he wants to say the following chiddush. You know why you're allowed to bury your loved one even after chatzos? As long as they haven't done shechita and zrika? Why? Because we learn out from the srichusa, the combination of Kriya Shema and Pesach together. Just like Kriya Shema, there's no karis, Pesach proves you're wrong. Just like Pesach, the Zman hasn't come, Kriya Shema has come. If you put everything together, higher mathematics, LCD, you know what LCD is? Lower common denominator. When you have a Tzrichus and Shas, you take the two categories, put them together, and you come out with a rule. What's the rule? Osik, Mitzvah, Patim, and Mitzvah across the board. What do I mean across the board? Even if there's no Kares, and even if the Zman has come into play, it doesn't make a difference. Halacha l'maisa. We put it together. Kriya Shema has no karis, Pesach has karis. Pesach, the Zman hasn't reached, Kriya Shema, the time has reached. The din is, you say, Osik Mitzvah Potem Mitzvah, across the board, carte blanche, across the board, lock, stock, and barrel. Donnie, please get this down, and therefore, what is the result?
We have a Shiloh.
No, what is the result? We have it to the Kasha. After Chatzos, if they have not shechted in Dunzrika, and a loved one dies, what do you do?
Bury
him. Excellent. Because of what principle? Osik b'mitzvah patem mitzvah. Done. The Rivash answers Tosis Kasha. It's a beautiful answer. Tosis was very reserved. He didn't want to give that answer. Is he, you follow what I'm saying? He was reserved. The Rivash says no. Take this Gemara to its ultimate nth degree, and the Tzrichusa tells me, you say, Osmitz, across the board, whether the B had a Kares, whether B, this man has reached. I don't care. Osik and A is Pata from B. Whether B has a Chiv Kares, whether B has reached this man already. You are Pata if you're Osik and A. Akiva, you got me? Tosos was very hesitant to do that, but the Rivash said it. Yes, Donnie, go ahead.
But Karpi is still way more machir than Krishma, like, the Korban Pesach, it's a lot less flexible. It's a mice, like you did, it's like an action that you can do. Krishma, you can push off, and it's not like you're still doing the same mitzvah.
Let's say it'll preclude you from saying the Krishma. Still okay. It has his mind 6 to 9 at 12-hour day.
Yeah, but once you do,
I understand. But even if it'll preclude you, you still pot. Yeah. Up he did.
Once you do Shechita and Zrika, you have to eat it.
I know. So we're talking before Shechita and Zrika. It wasn't implemented yet. But you're in the Zman.
Yep,
doesn't only, make a difference.
That's
the klal of Osim Mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah. Once the Zman is coming, you're still Pater. Okay, one more Nakuda is a steer in the Mishnah Brura. I don't think I mentioned it yesterday. I want you to know it's a steer in Mishnah Brura from Simon Tzadi to Simon Ayin. Whether Osik B'Tzarchet Sibor has to daven Mincha twice.
No, we brought up yesterday.
Right. We didn't bring up the steer though. There's a steer in the Mishnah Brura. We said that he passed like the Drisha, Halacha L'maaseh, that he doesn't have to daven mincha just on the Dava, but there's a steer in two places. One place says he's Mikra, then he's Pater. Get it down. Simon Sadi, I think it's Simon Ayin. Okay? But that's a steer in the Mishnah Brura. Okay. Now, let's get to Parsha. Before we get to Parsha, we're going away for Shabbos, and I'm coming back early Sunday morning. So if everything's okay with the plane, I'll be here for Shir. Seder, I will not be here for. So I left the Marmakomas and I left packets, so you don't have to run around with the Gemaras. There's Marmakomas and the Gemara from 9 to 11:30, Shir's 11:30, okay? With Bez Hashem, I should be able to be back. I hope, Bez Hashem, everything's on schedule. And so everyone, please be here at 9, 11:30, learn strong. So then we'll be ready, finish up on Sunday, and Monday we'll be strong. Okay, let's get to the Parsha. You know, in the Shira that we say, Shabbat Shira, we have a minhag to put out bread. Magen Avraham says, how can you put out bread for animals that aren't yours in Isser of Muksa? So you do it Erev Shabbos. We give a karas atov to the birds, because Dustin and Avraham try to play shtick, where they put out mon Shabbos morning. I thought Hashem said there's no be mon Shabbos morning. So the birds swooped in, ate it all up, no one saw it. So we have a karas atov to the birds. So some Chassidish Rebbeim say you can even do it on Shabbos, the midst of the Shoah karas atov. But the Litvish Minig is you do it, we do it on Friday. Put bread out on Friday. We don't do it on Shabbos. But I want to tell you guys, Shira is so important. Zmiris, Shira. The Gemara says that Chizkiyah was right of the Mashiach, but he didn't sing Shiras with Yitzbachos Lashem. You have to be involved in lamdus, and you have to be involved in the simcha of the Torah of Yahadus. You have to combine both. And the Gemara even has in Sanhedrin, Rav Sosevsky Shlita spoke about this from the great groan Rav Amiel Tzatzal, who was the chief rabbi at Tel Aviv, beautiful drasha. The Gemara has different shitas why the world was created, either for Moshe, David, or the Mashiach. Rav Shmuel Rav Yechanan. So Moshe represents Torah. David HaMelech represents the Shira. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu was Sameach, and David was knew to call it Torah Kul. Mashiach is the perfect confluence of both. It's this confluence of both you always got to strive for. And that's the importance that we talk about of Shira. That you have to, what you have to do with Shira. And in fact, you know, a lot of, you know, most take the Gemara and Megillah and Yudim and Beis. Hashem yells at the Malachim, Masa Yad and Tovim B'Yam V'Atem Amrim Shira. Why you guys want to sing Shira at the Yamsuf? My Mitzrim are dying. It says, Masa Yadai. So that's why we only don't say a full hollow right on the last 6 days in Shvi Shal Pesach, right? But I saw a pshat completely fakir. You know what the pshat is completely fakir? How did Hashem destroy Sancheriv and his armies? With Shira. The Malach came with a Shira. So Hashem says, how did the Mitzrim destroy us? Not through song, through throwing our boys in the Yam. So he says, what are you doing? Why are you guys saying Shira? You have to punish them in the Mida Keneged Mida. Just like what? Just like they threw us in sea. Maisayade doesn't mean the Mitzvah. Maisayade means the Yidim. Maisayade the Tovim B'Yam. Why are you singing Shira to kill them? You should also, we should also drown them. It's a completely different approach to that Gemara. You understand what I'm saying? Usually that Gemara is you have to be merciful on all creatures. Because they understood Maisayade is referring to Mitzvah. This is a whole new shot in the Gemara. But what I want to point out is that the time of the Shira was such a high level of revelation of Gilu Shechina, Dani. Jacob, let's get it. There's a famous line that the Shifcha, what a Shifcha saw, a Yam saw more than what Yechezkel ben Buzi. We talked about Yechezkel a lot this week in the alumnus. Such a revelation. So there's a phrase in the Shira that we say, Zek Keliv Anvehu. What is that a mocker for? When we get to the third parak, Hiddur Mitzvah. This is my God, I glorify him. Hiddur Mitzvah. Okay, Abba Shaul says it's Ma Rachum Afata Rachum. You have to imitate Hashem. But I want you to look in the Targum Unklus on that Pasuk, Zeki Levan Ve'el. You know what he says? We're committing to Hashem that we're going to build you a beautiful Beis HaMikdash. That's how Targum Unklus teaches. He says, Avna Mikdasha. We're committing to Hashem, we're going to build a beautiful Beis HaMikdash. And the kasha I want to ask is, and from Gedolei Achronim, why now did they make this commitment? They couldn't make that commitment Har Sinai. Why Dafka now with the Shira? So I want to answer this from one of the Gedolei Achronim with a story. And there's a story in the Sichas Musa from Chaim Shmuel Levitz Tzatzal that there were Bachrim in Europe eating lunch one day after Shir and Seder. And they're talking and learning. And one of the Talmidim said a beautiful swara. The other Talmud said it's Beferish Taisvas. So the Talmud, first Talmud said, felt humiliated. And he ran out of the dining room and he isolated himself a few years. And he just sat and learned. And he became a Balki B'Shas. He became one of the Gedolei Yisroel. So they approached one of the Rosh Yeshivas. It could have been it was Chaim Shmuel Levitz. And they asked him, what do you think about this story? So he said, you know what? On one hand, He didn't bench. He ran out of the dining room. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. But I'll tell you something else. That if he wouldn't have run out of the dining room at that moment, he would not have become the Gadol HaDor. The opportunity arises. You have to feel the inspiration and you have to go with it right now. The revelation of the Shechina at that time was so strong. So strong. They needed to make a commitment to build a beautiful Beis HaMikdash. They couldn't wait to Har Sinai. It would dissipate. It wouldn't be as strong. Why you is the time. I always say it's a training ground for the time of the inspiration. You have to inspire yourself every day to accentuate that why. From 9 to 3, you'd be strong in the learning. to realize that, that this is what I, this is a privilege. It's a great schus. You have to be able to capitalize and rise and be inspired when you have the situation. No, I'll do it. I'll do it later. It wouldn't have been the same. That fellow couldn't have isolated himself. Maybe if he would have benched, which he should have, but at the same time, he might not have had that same feeling. So when they had this revelation, they responded, we're going to build you, Hashem, a beautiful, beautiful base of Mikdash. And let's just close with the end of the parsha, with this inspiration and this feeling and this notion of being a Shabbos Shira. And many people have a minig, there have been a Machiah's quote, even though we don't have, he quotes Yerushalmi, that anyone who says the Parsha Aman every day will always have Parnassal. Parsha Aman is in the Parsha. But at the end of the Parsha, we destroy a Malik. And what does it say? Ksov Zeh, Zikaram, Sefer, Simna, Basne Yoshua. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to tell him verbally? You know what happened when David sent Yoav? Who did Yoav kill? Only the males. Because he said, oh, it says my Rebbe taught me Zachar. Timchet Zachar Amalek, only the males. No, I want to make sure you get it right. Moshe say it verbally to Shesimna Zecher. It's remembrance. It's both men, women, and children. And why is that? As Rav Huttner Zatzal, we spoke about him this week, builds up beautifully that Amalek is the symbol of late Sonus. The Ramban says they were experts in weaponry, but they also had the bracha from Esav. They came from Esav. And they represent late sonus. You know what late sonus is? Frivolity. But I'll tell you more precisely. It means you take something that is chashuv and you trivialize it. Everyone was scared of the Jewish people when we came out of Mitzrayim. And who's the first nation that attacks us? Amalek. There was this hot bath and they cooled it all down. Exactly. They cooled it all down. But what I want to bring out is that they're letzim. You cannot be a letz. Of course you can have a good sense of humor and be a good joke and make a friend happier. But if your whole existence is letzonis, that's a malik. That means you're trivializing your life. And that is why you must feel inspired. You must feel inspired. Feeling inspired is the antithesis of being a letz. You feel inspired, you respond. If you're always in this mode of letzonis, there's no way you can ever respond in an inspired way. Hashem says in this week's Parsha, you want to be a Shira? You want to respond? Then don't be a letz. Destroy the Amalek that's inside of you too as well. And then you can respond accordingly. And you can respond strongly. And I appreciate you saying and committing right now that you're going to build me a base of Mikdash, not waiting till Har Sinai. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us koiches that we can get the letzanus out of us. And we can be inspired and respond appropriately at the right time. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Let's daven mincha. Simeon, daven mincha. Daven mincha v'yom. Okay? Yes, you got to sit.